Our feast today is that of the Apostle St. Bartholomew, who we believe is also the same one called Nathanael in the other accounts in Scripture. So that's why we have this gospel reading today about Philip calling Nathanael and this beautiful encounter between Jesus and Nathanael. A couple things we see from our reading then. First off, we see the great importance of going out and calling people to follow Jesus. Philip went out and it says he found Nathanael and told him about Jesus. Father Brian and I were talking the other day about we're getting ready for RCIA, the Rite of Christian Initiation of Adults classes to begin. And we were trying to figure out what can we do to get more people. And as much as Father Brian and I can sit around and talk about what he and I can do, in the end there's not a whole lot. We can do our part to talk to people who are getting married and baptized and maybe they're not in the church. But ultimately, people come to Jesus because one teacher says to another teacher who's not Catholic, "Have you ever thought about being Catholic? Let me tell you about it." One factory worker says to the other factory worker, "You want to come to church with me on Sunday?" It's that personal invitation to follow Jesus that is ultimately what leads people to make that first step, like Philip did for Nathanael. We also see in our gospel reading today, though, this rather strange encounter. Nathanael sees Jesus, and Jesus sees him, and Jesus says to him, "Here is a true child of Israel. In him there is no duplicity." Nathanael's a little taken aback. Apparently they've never met. "How do you know me?" And then we have this peculiar saying of Jesus. Jesus tells Nathanael, "Before Philip called you, I saw you under the fig tree." And from that, Nathanael says, "Rabbi, you are the Son of God. You are the King of Israel." What's going on there? Why this incredible reaction from Nathanael just because Jesus says that he saw him under a fig tree? Well, it's not in the scripture. We have to wonder what went on there. You wonder if almost, in my own meditation, I picture maybe Nathanael was feeling a little down, wondering, is God ever going to do something to fix the problems? Is the Messiah ever going to come? Maybe he was feeling a little discouraged. Maybe he was even wondering if God really cared about him. "God, are you ever going to answer my prayers? Do you really hear me?" Maybe Nathanael was under the fig tree feeling dejected and was praying, you know, "God, do you see me? God, if you see me, give me a sign that you see me here and that you care." Then along comes Jesus. Before Philip called you, Nathanael, I saw you under the fig tree. Maybe something like that happens for Nathanael. He asks God, "Do you see me?" And then along comes Jesus. "I saw you under the fig tree." Jesus sees all of us. He knows what we're going through. He knows our prayers even before we have to ask him. The important thing is for us to have that confidence then, because yes, Jesus sees us. And it is apparently a great conversion experience for Nathanael today. But we have to be careful that, like Nathanael, we don't miss the call of Jesus because we already have our preconceived notions of how Jesus might work. And we miss it because, well, nothing good can come from Nazareth, as Nathanael says. Rather, we should expect that great things will come from God. Jesus promises Nathanael that as great as it was that he answered his prayer, and yes, he saw him under the fig tree, but that's just the beginning. That's just the tip of the iceberg. He says, "Nathanael, you're going to see greater things than this." And we know that Jesus then invited him to be one of the 12, and indeed, Nathanael was right there, intimately close to Jesus, and saw many great things. It's believed that he perhaps went to India with St. Thomas. We don't know. Perhaps that's a good lesson for all of us. When we follow Jesus, sometimes we don't have to do extraordinary things that are written about in the history books. Nathanael was a true child of Israel and a true follower of Jesus. And that's all we know about him. Someday may the same be said of all of us.